Are you someone looking to build yourself up, to pivot, to make a leap from where you are currently now? Welcome to the Grace, Grit, and Glow podcast, a podcast about innovation, empowerment, leadership, and showing off your light to the world and making it happen. Join beautypreneur Nikki Tang as she shares insights on becoming your best version through her own story, her experiences, and her core values. Give it up for the show host, Nikki Tang.
Hello there, beautiful people. Today is going to be another insightful episode because I will be talking about how you show yourself to the world, how people perceive you as you journey through life and connecting with other people. It's about how you take care of yourself in alignment with your core values. In short, we will be talking about your personal brand. In the context of personal branding, a brand refers to the perception people have of an individual. For instance, when purchasing toothpaste, we tend to inquire about a specific brand name rather than simply stating that we want to buy toothpaste. This illustrates how, in personal branding, one's reputation and image become closely associated with their identity, much like a product's brand becomes intertwined with its name. So, what is personal branding? For me, when I talk about personal branding, it is, in the simplest form, it's what people say about you when you are not in the room. It's the body of conversation that occurs when you are not in the room. But at its core, it's really about the feelings and impressions that your stakeholders have about you. It's how they will base their decision on when or how to engage with you or if they can rely on you. So for me, personal brand is about the level of trust that people have in you in various forms. It's about people thinking where they can leverage you in their life, and on the other way around, how they can bring value to your life as well. Personal branding is the blueprint of who you are. My approach to life is to make things happen in big and small ways. My marching order to my team is, make it happen. I like people who can deliver something with the high integrity of the culture of inclusivity, not leaving someone behind, but to empower each and everyone. Personal branding is not static. It should have the flavor of your present season and a look at your aspirational season. For example, as a leader, you move into that role and no longer as an individual contributor. The concept of seasons in personal branding refers to different stages or phases that individuals may go through as they develop and evolve their personal brand. These seasons can be seen as a framework for understanding the process and progression of personal branding. While different sources may define these seasons in various ways, here are some distinguishing factors to identify the framework of seasons in one's life. First is discovery. This season involves self-reflection, identifying your strengths, values, passions, and unique qualities. It's about understanding who you are and what you want to achieve. It's a foundational stage where you begin to shape your personal brand. At some point, you may need to ask yourself to take a look at your past too. Spending time revisiting past feelings and experiences can be tough, but you need to go through it to take learnings from the past. The journey of self-discovery isn't something you can finish in an afternoon. It is an ongoing process, just like seasons. You have to go through the cycles over and over again. In this process, you don't stay in your comfort zone. You will need to ask yourself some hard questions. As you start, feel proud of yourself. It is so empowering when you become more in touch with yourself. Next is development. In this season, you focus on developing and honing your skills, knowledge, and expertise. You may acquire new qualifications, gain experience, and invest in personal growth. It's a time of learning, expanding your horizons, and building credibility within your chosen field. But then again, development is an ongoing process as well. Learning does not stop when you earn a degree from the university. Oftentimes, learning comes from a different nuances, in different forms, in different experiences. Now the third is differentiation. This season revolves around standing out from the crowd and finding your unique positioning. You identify your niche, target audience, and key differentiators that set you apart from others. It's about understanding your value proposition and crafting a compelling brand identity. Right now, I am in the season where my value proposition for my personal branding is empowerment, innovation, and leadership. Later, I will deep dive into how personal branding can empower. Now let's continue with other seasons. And now we go into the season of visibility. This season is about increasing your visibility and presence, both online and offline. You establish your online profiles, build a professional network, and engage in strategic networking. You leverage platforms and channels to share your expertise and connect with your audience. I believe that establishing visibility is crucial, which is why I decided to venture into podcasting. Podcasting offers a platform where I can effectively convey my knowledge and experiences, allowing me to contribute and give back to others. It serves as a means for me to share my expertise with a broader audience and make a positive impact. Another season is expansion. In this season, you broaden your reach and impact. As the word itself, it means becoming bigger and becoming more intensive. In what ways are you going to grow? You explore new opportunities, seek collaborations and partnerships. You may consider branching out into new areas, expanding your audience, or diversify your offerings. It's a stage of growth and pushing boundaries. Going out of your comfort zone, same as in the season of discovery. And the last is evolution. This season involves continuous refinement and adaptation of your personal brand. You stay attuned to changes in your industry, market trends, and audience needs. You evolve your brand to remain relevant, authentic, and aligned with your goals and values. Again, this season is defined as another continuous process. In this season, you embrace changes and welcome innovation. With all the seasons I have mentioned, it is important to note that personal branding is an ongoing process, and these seasons may not always occur in a linear progression. You may revisit and cycle through them at different points in your personal and professional journey. Now, what is powerful personal branding and how can it empower? For me, powerful personal branding empowers individuals to shape their own narrative, create opportunities, and make a positive impact in their chosen niche, amplifying their influence and potential for success. A powerful personal brand enables individuals to establish themselves as top leaders and influencers in their respective fields. It positions them as authorities who can inspire, guide, and motivate others, thereby expanding their sphere of influence. By clearly communicating your values, passions, and expertise, you can attract like-minded individuals, collaborators, mentors, and supporters who can contribute to your personal and professional growth. Another characteristic of a strong personal brand is being able to build credibility and trust among others. When individuals consistently deliver on their promises, demonstrate expertise, and maintain a consistent brand image, people perceive them as reliable and trustworthy. This is one of the important tenets of how we conduct our business. Credibility and trust. My core values and personal brand is amplified to our business in that our promise is to give consumers and partners the feeling of safety, knowing that product that we introduce to the market is expertly made and scientifically proven. A well-crafted personal brand can enhance career prospects by attracting opportunities, partnerships, and promotions. Your personal brand attracts and empowers current employees and future ones because people will want to be identified as part of you and the brand that you represent. Another that a strong personal brand can empower is by effectively showing resilience and adaptability. It helps individuals navigate challenges and changes more effectively. It provides them with a solid foundation, clarity, and self-awareness, enabling them to adapt, pivot, and bounce back from setbacks with resilience. One of the pillars of this podcast is grit, and it is synonymous to resilience. I have expounded on resilience in one of the earlier episodes of this podcast, and the title of it is Flourish Through Resilience. Challenges in life are prevalent to all, whatever your status in life is. We just differ in how we handle those. In spite of the challenges and we're still standing and fighting, it shows that we are resilient. If you have not listened to that episode, I do encourage you to listen to it to learn how you can flourish in this journey of life with resilience. I will provide the link for your easy access to the episode. And if you think this podcast would be great for some people that you know, please share this to them. I would also like to invite you to join my community so that you are in the loop of everything that is happening inside the group. Be sure to also like the Grace, Grit, and Glow Facebook page. The link will also be in the show notes. Overall, an effective personal brand can empower individuals in more ways than one when executed effectively. How soon do you get started with building one? Building one's personal brand is an ongoing process that can start at any age. While there is no specific age requirement to begin building a personal brand, starting early can offer certain advantages. Parents can indeed play a role in helping children build their personal brand from a young age. I am in this new iteration of my life as a parent, where I don't have little kids anymore. My sons are emerging as young adults, and I am at the phase where I'm investing in and thinking about their brand foundation. Integrity, kindness, and empathy, I think those are the things I want them to have to be decent human beings. As a parent, you wear three hats. The controller's hat, the coaching hat, and the consultant's hat. When your children are still small, you must wear the controller's hat. When your child becomes a teenager, whether you like it or not, you need to change hats. You have to accept the fact that your child now has a mind of their own. Trying to control them will no longer work. This is a stage where you can assist them in building the foundation of their personal brand by wearing the coaching hat. When your child becomes an autonomous adult, the parent should again change hats from coaching to that of a consultant. At this stage, you can still help in building your own personal brand when they consult with you on some matters. Take note, I use the word when. As autonomous adults, you can no longer impose on your children. Only when they ask for your opinion and advice that you involve yourself. Parents can encourage the self-discovery process and assist them to explore their interests, talents, and values. By starting early and providing guidance and support, parents can help their children build a strong foundation for their personal brand, fostering self-awareness, confidence, and a sense of purpose that can benefit them throughout their lives. As parents, you can influence your children's personal branding, for example, in starting them young as an entrepreneur. One of the episodes of this podcast is about that. That episode is titled, Start Them Young as Entrepreneurs. It is true that entrepreneurship can be learned in school, but teaching them young will prepare them for impactful life lessons even if they don't become entrepreneurs. By preparing your children to acquire self-confidence, autonomy, strong work ethics, and empathy, they can be a successful entrepreneur. But even if they don't become one, it will prepare them with impactful life lessons they will meet in life's journey. This episode and all other episodes are available in the most popular podcast platforms out there. Be sure to listen and share with someone you know. Now, when you already have a mind of your own, how do you build from the foundations of personal branding you acquired as a young adult? As I look thoughtfully at my past experiences, I think I'm able to break down the process in a simple three-step process to build a compelling personal brand. First, get clarity on who you are. It is essential to spend time evaluating and getting clear on your true strengths, passion, and the values you want to offer to the world. Important to this is also getting to your central mission. Why do you want to share those strengths and skills with the world? This is the fuel that will attract opportunities and people to you. Clarity helps guide the goals that you set for yourself and the career path you choose to follow, leading to more success and fulfillment. Second, let people know what you have to offer. Communicate your value. Educate your network on the value you offer in a deliberate, consistent, clear, and authentic way. Pick communication channels that will bolster your strengths. For instance, if you are a strong writer, use blogs or social media platforms to express who you are. A value-added service is what you give to your audience when you express yourself with integrity. Third, always try to leave a lasting impression. The way you show up is a crucial step in building a compelling personal brand. Ensure there is congruence in what you say and do. As a leader, it's important to recognize and empower everyone on your team, leveraging their unique talents and characteristics. Inclusive leadership allows for a diverse range of perspectives and contributions, fostering a more productive and collaborative environment. Leaving a lasting impression goes beyond words. It extends to how you carry yourself, how you dress, and the relationships you cultivate, and how you use your physical presence and possessions to showcase your value. Attention to detail in these areas can enhance your personal brand and make a positive impact. With everything that I have been saying, there is one most important factor that can leave a lasting impression on people. Character. Showing respect to others, including respecting their time, is essential. Being punctual and honoring commitments demonstrates professionalism and consideration for others. Do you like the topic I offered you today? I hope that you are able to get nuggets that you can apply in your life's journey. If you know someone who needs the insight from this topic of personal branding, kindly share it with them. This is Nikki Tang, your host, and this is Season 3, Episode 5. Thank you very much for tuning in, and I will see you in the next episode. All the best, Nikki. It's been a pleasure sharing my thoughts with you today. I hope this episode gave you a fresh perspective or an aha moment. Remember, we're all capable of achieving great things, and I'm here to cheer you on. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll catch you in the next episode.